This holiday season, many parents have done their best to make sure their kids aren't playing with toys tainted by lead paint. Over the past year, there have been more than 80 toy recalls, and many of those products wound up in the trash. But as NPR's Eve Tro reports, that's hardly the best way to dispose of them.
At Dinosaur World, a toy store in South Pasadena, California, Joanne Zoback has her 6-year-old daughter Jessica squint at the fine print on every toy she picks up.
When you want to buy a toy, what do you have to look for on the back?
Well, it's made in.
I like that dog pet thing.
But it was made in China.
Zoback enacted a no China policy after some of Jessica's favorite toys were recalled. Not only that, she instituted her own safety regulations. If a toy feels cheap, smells chemically, or just feels off to her, it's out.
And I think in just my anger and frustration, I just said, I'm just getting rid of them. I really should have taken the time to figure out if it was recalled and taking it back and that, but I didn't.
We do not want consumers simply throwing the toy away. We do not want there to be secondary lead effects.
Scott Wolfson is a spokesman for the Consumer Product Safety Commission. He says his agency issues toy recalls, but they don't have much power over what happens after that.
CPSC does a great job of getting dangerous products off of store shelves. Our greatest challenge has always been to get those dangerous products out of people's homes.
Here's how it's supposed to work. The company issues a recall. Parents can ship the toy back to the manufacturer for free, and the company will send a refund. Then the company disposes of the toy. But toy giant Mattel says only about 6% of its recalled toys are sent back. For parents who are throwing out millions of toys on their own, recalled or not, there is no corporate or federal system to deal with the waste. That falls to the local sanitation department.
A lot of paint-related materials like solvents and a lot of aerosol cans, motor oil.
Computers, televisions, microwaves, those kind of things.
That's some of the stuff that winds up at a hazardous waste collection center in West Los Angeles. Neil Guglielmo runs the city's household hazardous waste program. He says toys belong here too. Most people just don't realize it.
That hasn't been the focus of the message. It's been getting the items out of the hands of children especially, but never thinking about don't put this in the trash, dispose of it properly.
He wants people to think about what happens beyond the end of the driveway on trash day.
When these items go into our landfills, they can leach into the groundwater supply over time. And it affects not just children, but all of us.
It's a dinosaur.
Back at Dinosaur World, owner Dave Plenn hopes to keep toxic toys out of landfills by keeping them out of buyers' hands in the first place. So he keeps a close eye on his suppliers.
And then I asked for some sort of documentation for a lot of the companies we are carrying so I could feel comfortable selling this stuff.
No toys go on the shelf until he gets proof from the supplier that they're non-toxic. Then he posts this documentation in the store.
And we have letters from, I think, everybody saying we send our own crew over there, we test and we retest and we retest to make sure these things are safe.
But Joanne Zoback and her daughter aren't taking any chances. They're avoiding toys that they may have to throw away later.
It's going to be a book and movie year at our house.
For NPR News, I'm Eve Troe.